Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. Today, I'm on Kelly's Island, and I'm going to be speaking with Vicki Finnegan and a very special friend of hers from the other side of the world. How long have you been here?
Oh, about 43 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're sitting here next to a young lady that is obviously does not look like she came from the island.
She, Debbie.
Really? Young lady, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Polly.
How do you spell that?
P-L-O-Y.
Is that your first name?
Nickname.
Nickname, yeah. Really? What's your real name?
My real name is Wasana.
Wasana?
Yeah.
And what's your last name?
Promenade.
Where are you from, young lady? What are you doing on Kelly's Island?
I'm from Thailand. Now I have like two jobs. My first job is housekeeping at the Ranger Resort.
Okay.
And my second job is the cat kitchen help at Island House.
Okay, so you have two jobs.
Yeah.
And you're here, how old are you? You look pretty young.
I'm 22 years old.
How did you come to be on Kelly's Island?
I am a J-1 student.
A J-1 visa student?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like work, I'm joining a work and travel program.
Okay, work and travel.
Yeah.
Ploy, like hundreds of college students from around the globe, lived on the Lake Erie Islands and nearby Port Clinton and Sandusky during the summer as participants in the J-1 visa program, also known as Exchange Visitor Program, where they worked many hours per week and also took time to visit other places in the nation.
So what do you study at university and where do you go?
Yeah, I'm studying, like, my last year, I'm studying about information science at Thailand.
Information science?
Yeah.
That sounds complicated.
She already graduated from college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you came here for what reason?
I want to get experience and, like, I don't want to start, like, a job in Thailand early and, like, to find something different in my country.
Okay, yeah. So you're looking for world experience?
Yeah.
Okay. How has it been here on Kelly's Island?
It's pretty good.
What is good about it? I mean, you work hard.
Yes, of course.
How many, you work every day, 6 days?
Normally people work like 5 weeks,
okay.
But I'm just work every day.
Every day?
Yeah, because I have two jobs.
Okay.
But I have some time like, 1 day a week to relax, to do
really?
Something.
And what do you do to relax?
Meet grandma and spend time with my best friend.
Okay.
At work and go to the beach at the Kelly Island and maybe like find something restaurant, something new.
Okay.
Something like that.
When you say grandma, is that Vicki?
Yes.
They call me. I tell the kids when I meet them, they can call me Vicki or they can call me Grandma.
What do most choose?
Most of them call me Grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you come to meet Vicki?
Like in my first time, she go to the Ranger Resort and just like asked me like, "Do you have bike? Do you want bike? Like?"
Oh, bicycle.
Yeah.
To get around the island.
Yeah. Because like. I need something like to help me to around the Kelly Island. Yeah.
So Vicki loaned you a bike for the summer.
Yes.
Vicki?
And not just me.
Oh, like, your friends also?
Yeah, 6 girls.
Really?
Yes.
She rented them to you or she loaned them for free?
For free.
Really?
Yes.
Vicki, why would you do that? You could have made money here.
I'm not here to make money. I just love these kids. And probably, and I would think it was 2010 was the first year I'd come up with an idea to, because I've always loved meeting people from different countries. It's just for some reason in my blood, perhaps because my uncle was a missionary in Panama and my cousins were born there, but I always seem to have that in me to like people from other places. So this is what a wonderful opportunity. And I got the idea and our church hosted it. And we now every year have a dinner Usually the third Tuesday of June before 4th of July when everybody's very busy, but most of the J1 workers are here. And we have a potluck in the park here, and all the island people, whoever wants to come, everyone's invited. They bring food and we give the kids an invitation to come. The employees are very good about getting the kids off on that Tuesday evening by 6 o'clock.
Right.
So they can come. And it does two things. One thing it does is help the kids meet island people and make connections with people that can support and help them. Maybe they might even do jobs for some of the individual residents sometimes. But also, it gives all the foreign students a chance to meet each other. They come from many, many different countries. And when they're so busy working, if we don't give them a social time to meet each other, they wouldn't know each other. It'd be hard for everyone to meet everyone.
How long have you been meeting and supporting some of the foreign students that have been working here?
Well, I think it was 2010 when we started, and we did it every year, and then COVID hit. And everything came to an abrupt stop, and we didn't get J1 workers for a really long time. And then last summer, two businesses said to me within 3 days of each other, "Are you ever going to have that dinner again? And we have workers here." And I said, "Oh, I didn't know that we had workers back." So we had the dinner. And I put it together very quick. My church helped, but I didn't have time to have meetings or plan anything. So I had 2 weeks to invite people, plan it, get food organized, and we did it. And we did it again this year. And I'm sure it'll be something that happens every year.
Ploy. When you came here, did you tell your family you had a grandma?
Yes, I do.
And what did they say?
She looked like real grandma. Yeah.
She looks like a real grandma.
Yeah.
So they were happy that you had a connection to somebody that was going to kind of look out for you.
Yes, of course. They just say, like, "I'm glad to you meet the real grandma."
Well, Ploy told me that I reminded her of her grandma.
Okay.
So, and her grandma has passed, and I think maybe that's part of the connection, too.
What do you think about this place? What do you think about Vicky's place? Because I see a lot of plants, a lot of trees. There's a big dog roaming around here. I mean, it's very nice. There's all kinds of places to sit down and relax. What do you think about this place?
It's so placeful, and sometimes I just like sit over there and just don't do everything, but I so relax.
You know, one of the things that I have told the kids when they come here, because with their housing, they don't always have a place to do a lot of cooking.
Right.
And unlike Americans, they eat very healthy.
You've been here 40 something years on the island?
Yes.
Are you retired?
I was a school teacher and then a school counselor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And that was in Grove City, Ohio. I live in Columbus when I'm not here. Yeah, I've been here quite a while.
And do you have children?
I do. I have two daughters. One of my daughters lives in Sydney, Australia. And I guess I do this because when she went there, she's the kind of girl like Ploy, who had lots of courage and wanting to travel and see the world. And she did that during her junior year of college when she went to Bowling Green University. And little did I know as a parent that she would someday move there. And I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, I think about my daughter there and when she started, and I would hope somebody would be as kind to her.
Right.
To treat her, and maybe that's part of it, too. I have another daughter in Columbus, and she has 6 children, and those grandchildren are 18 to 29, and it was his children, her children, and their children, so it's a big family. And I have been blessed to have lots of times with those children, and the youngest and only girl that set just joined the U.S. Navy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And then I had a son, and like Ploy lost her grandma, I lost my son 5 years ago.
Sorry.
And, you know, the grief's hard. And I've read that they say grief is love with no place to go. Well, I have a place for it to go, and it goes deploy in these kids. And that's one thing that helps me with my grief, too.
Right. Vicki, you've been doing this for a number of years. Do you hear from kids, or do you see kids? They show up here. Like, do they come back?
They
absolutely. You hear from them.
I do. I talk to them a lot. One of the girls last year from the Ukraine, Kate, and her boyfriend, Will, have stayed in touch with me. But more remarkable, Ibrahim, who's from Turkey, was here last year. And Ibrahim called me when I was in Columbus 2 weeks ago. I was in a Panera's and ordering food, and my phone rings, and he said, "Grandma, it's Ibrahim, and I'm coming to Kelly's Island. I'm going to come visit." And I said, "Well, when?" And he said, "Well, this year." And I said, "Well, you better come soon, because if you wait till the end of October, there's not much to do on Kelly's Island. People, the businesses are closed." And I said, "So come soon." And he went on to share with me that he's going to graduate school in Poland. And he was going to Poland first, get a room, get settled in for college. And then he was going to come to the U.S. and travel for a few weeks.
And stop by Kelly's Island.
And stop by. And I told him if he wanted to stay with us, he could. I don't know if he said he'd run a place. I said, just stay at our house. We have a big house.
Okay.
But so I think he's coming. Well, and then there were girls. The very first year, I became very close to six girls from China. And they're all married. They have children. And Jomi from China has been back twice and been to Kelly's Island. She brought friends here. And so
these are not one summer deals. Many of these turned into be long term friendships with these younger folks.
It is. And I know it won't be every one of them, but some of them we keep a connection for a long time.
What about this one here, Chloe? Is she just going to traipse back to Thailand and never hear from her again?
No, what did I tell you if you get married?
Can you go to Thailand?
Yeah, I said I want an invite to your wedding.
And would you go? Would you go?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I'm actually thinking about it right now. I've wanted to travel, and I traveled to Australia a lot. Like, I was there twice in the last calendar year. And because of that, I haven't really done all the other traveling I want to do, and I'm no spring chicken. You know, different employers hire these kids, and not every employer treats the kids the same.
I've heard that.
And I would surely hope that the summer work and travel program would know about the situations that aren't good and not send kids back to those situations.
Have you found that to be the case?
I have seen a few situations like that. Some of them have not had adequate living arrangements. I think, and I hope you, Ploy, when you go back, you rate this through the summer work and travel program and tell people if you had a good experience and what was good about it, so kids know the good places to work because they get to pick their employer.
Right. Why did you pick Kelly's Island?
I think sometimes people just need to, like, peaceful to keep memory, and right. I think Kelly Island.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Were you look at? Did you look at Kelly's Island on a map?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You saw it was an island.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yes.
This is a unique place to come and work. It has its challenges, like getting around and grocery shopping, and how to get to Sandusky. Oh, and you never mentioned you're traveling. You went to Cedar Point.
That's on my list of questions.
Well, on her days off, she went to Cedar.
Have you taken any trips, or before you return to Thailand, you were plan on going on any trips?
Yeah, I have a lot of plan to travel. My first trip is I go with my best friend. I got with work here. That is Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
But on Ohio, I go to Cedar Point. It's so amazing. I got
really?
A lot of experience and memory. It's so fun. And so happy to be here.
And you know what? All I can say about Ploy, we've got exceptionally close this summer. And all I can say is she is a bright, shining light. You heard that in her voice just now, and she's bubbly. And how good that is for me to have that bright, shining light around me.
Thank you.
And
you too.
I love these kids. And
thanks for visiting with me today, Ploy and Vicky, on Kelly's Island. And hopefully one day I will see you two somewhere around the lake.
That'd be wonderful. I hope you do.
Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. To hear more, go to wgte.org/lakeeffect. And I hope to see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.